A museum, a dog track and a disused milk plant are just some of the venues for this year's EVA International. The biennial contemporary art exhibition is in Limerick as part of this year's City of Culture. Declan Long has been to see it for us and he's with me in studio now. A little bit, first of all, Declan, about the history of EVA and what it has established as an international exhibition in Limerick.
Well, this is something, this is the 36th EVA exhibition. It's recently changed to become a biennial exhibition. It used to be every year. So there's a lot of EVAs in the past, and those EVAs have been curated by lots of really significant international figures. The shows in the past have been packed full of major international artists and a platform for lots and lots of generations of emerging Irish artists. So those conversations over time have been very rich, but it has always positioned itself as something international with an international outlook, as well as fostering homegrown talent.
So who then is the curator this year, and does he or she bring that international aspect to a new level?
Undoubtedly, this year is Bassam Al-Baroni, who is an Egyptian curator based in Alexandria. And yeah, I mean, he's helped to make connections through to North Africa and the Middle East and Europe and further afield. And yeah, pulling in for the exhibition lots and lots of new influences and interests that we might not have seen before. Bassam has quite a politicised outlook as a curator, and it's, you know, that really filters through the whole exhibition. But it's one which isn't narrowly political. There's a very wide range of topics, very wide range of inspirations here, playing out across a whole range of artistic practices.
In fact, he has come up with the word agitationism as a sort of an umbrella term to describe what he was looking for in the works that he has exhibited at this year's EVA.
Yeah, and it might sound like it's something to do with activism, you know, political agitation, perhaps. But really, it's about every kind of agitation, the agitations we might feel psychologically in these difficult times. It might be the kind of agitation that exists within an artwork's internal tensions. But yet again, it might also be actual wider social agitations, you know, from uprisings to catastrophes to whatever else. So it's a combining, converging of all of those different things in an art.
His politics have both a capital P and a small P. He's working at both levels.
Absolutely, yeah.
The artists who exhibit at this exhibition, how established are they and how do they come to show their works?
We get a good range, and in this exhibition we see people at, you know, quite senior levels, experience levels, and we see very young people just out of college. The exhibition has a lot of its content from open submission. And then there are artists who are invited by the curator who make propositions themselves, which are then considered alongside the open submissions as to whether these propositions will work within the context of the exhibition. So we really do get people like Eva Richardson-McRae, who's a recent graduate from NCAD, showing work that was part of her NCAD end-of-year exhibition. And we see that sitting in an exhibition beside someone like Hassan Khan, who's been shortlisted for the, you know, the Hugo Boss Prize, one of the biggest international art prizes. So it's a really exciting proposition for some younger artists that they can find their way into this kind of an exhibition setting. It's really remarkable.
And one of the things I remember from time I spent in Limerick was just how much it almost takes over the city, because it's all over the city. In this year, it's in four different venues.
Yeah, we have the Limerick City Gallery of Art, which is a hub for the exhibition, as it usually is. And then we have the fantastic former milk factory, the Kerry Group milk factory. Perhaps we'll come back to that in a moment or two. And then we have the Hunt Museum, where some works are inserted into the Hunt Museum, a sort of almost kind of guerrilla exhibits within there. And then there is work out in the Bourne Vincent Gallery at the University of Limerick. The latter two are quite small in terms of, you know, small number of artists in those places. The first two, Limerick City Gallery of Art and the Milk Factory, have very large exhibitions with a huge array of artists in them.
And obviously the galleries, more traditional art spaces, the milk plant or the milk factory on O'Callaghan Strand, not what you might think of as a traditional art venue at all. What's in there and how does it work as a venue?
Well, there's multiple venues within that venue. So there's places that seem like office, that are like old office
spaces. Is it a derelict building or is it?
It's very derelict, yeah. And kind of all the better for it in a way. It's hugely atmospheric and exciting, albeit freezing. You know, wear a jumper if you're going to see these exhibitions.
Even if it's a very warm day.
Even if it's a warm day, yeah, because these are old disused industrial warehouses, really. But some of the rooms are like offices, so we get, you know, that kind of an experience of a small room with a video playing or something like that. And then others are big, wide-open spaces that, you know, have large-scale video, that have sculptural installations, that have smaller pieces of wall work. You know, and they're well displayed and it's well considered. And it's an exciting place to visit. You know, it's a big industrial ruin.
Well, when you have a big space like that, are there particular exhibits that really pick up on the atmosphere of the place and the scale that's allowable in a big venue like that?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's work by a guy called Zachary Formwalt, for instance, which is about construction, about the building of a stock exchange in Shenzhen. And this work, which is all about, you know, shows the details of a construction process. The architectural focus of that is good within the, you know, the industrial framing of the exhibition. Then there's something, one of the highlights of the whole exhibition, the Elizabeth Price work, which is also in the at one of the Milk Factory venues, is something which is all about systems and organization. And it has a wonderful kind of pop video sort of snappiness and force to it. But, you know, there's depth and consideration and complexity. But within the industrial setting, its slickness really resonates.
Well.
Yeah.
All right. The other venue that you said is one of the biggest or the biggest numbers of work on exhibit there is the Limerick City Gallery, which is really, I suppose, that's the hub for it, isn't it?
Well, that's the way it felt. It's not the biggest place, but it's the place that, you know, we arrived at and that sort of welcomed us into the exhibition. And yeah, there's two floors here with a range of works, sculptural, drawing, painting, and as there is across a lot of the exhibition, a fair bit of video as well. Some of the main, you'll begin to see some of the main themes, the way they play out in there. A key work there perhaps is by Stefanos Tsivopoulos, if I can pronounce the name properly, which was the basis of the Greek pavilion at the Venice Biennale last year, all about economies and a film about salvage and, you know, the city. That has real depth and meat as a project. So that's one of the key things to see there. Also work by Amanda Beach at the Limerick City Gallery of Art, which is, you know, graphically and visually forceful. Felt a little bit sort of maybe hectoring as I first looked at it, you know, in terms of its politics, but actually it unfolds as something complicated and strange.
What's the nature of that work?
That work is it looks at scenes in the American desert and it's thinking about, you know, CIA, you know.
Is it a video work?
Excuse me. It's a video work on three screens with, you know, kind of circular graphic forms coupled with images of the desert and a voiceover. It's really dramatic and interesting.
The Hunt Museum, you said, is another of the venues that's been used this year. Pretty packed museum full of interesting exhibits in its own right. What have they put in there?
Well, there's one work in there which is by Bissan Abu Ishe, which is an archive of materials from demolished houses in the Palestinian territories. It's quite touching, actually. Lots and lots of things which are in houses which are deliberately demolished. Children's toys, bits of bathrooms, bits of furniture, whatever else. And these sit like museum archival pieces with all of the, you know, accompanying historical you know, tags that would come with anything from ancient Rome or whatever else, you know. So that's really interesting, quite charged. And then there's a series of videos in there by another artist called Anne-Sophie Seddon, which is surveillance footage from a late night bar in Limerick, which again plays out as if it's some kind of museum, set of museum relics, but it's almost kind of recent late night life in Limerick in a way that would never be featured in a museum.
And briefly then, the Bourne Vincent Gallery, which is out at the University of Limerick a bit further out of town.
That has work by Uriel Orlow, who's a British-based Israeli artist. Again, an interesting, talented artist, shown a video and other things.
Standout pieces across the venues for you?
Well, I think Elizabeth Price definitely is something to take account of. The Irish artist Jenny Brady, again in the Milk Factory, an interesting film about speech and parrots. Paddy Jolly, the late Irish artist Paddy Jolly, has a fantastic gripping film about monkeys. And Mark O'Kelly, the painter, worth seeing that too.
Any problems in the overall in the exhibition for you?
Well, there's a lot of video, but that said, I fully understand why that's there, and I think it's important to point to, in general, the fact that this is a huge exhibition produced by a tiny team, Not a huge budget, and it's an amazing achievement.
And worth visiting for that.
Definitely worth visiting for that.
One final venue that we haven't mentioned, Limerick Greyhound Stadium. Was this a once-off event? What was it?
There was an event which happened on either Friday or Saturday night where all the dogs were renamed after various things to do with, you know, art world debates, and everyone bet on, you know, whether art was money or, you know, art was criticism or whatever else. And whatever it was, that it was at 15 to 1, I think somebody won quite a lot of money on that one.
Do you know what the winning dog was?
I think it might have been called something like, you know, art equals money or something like that.
Oh, I'm not dear. Sure. That might not have been the winner that we wanted to hear about.
But yeah, people did well on that at the dog track.
All right, that was at the event at Limerick Greyhound Stadium. EVA International runs across Limerick City at the venues that Declan Long has been telling us about. It's there until the 9th of July, and more information on EVA.ie.